Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we take a look at the energies of this next week as we leave May and enter June, and we are actually already in eclipse season. So I have a lot to share with you in today's show. As always, thank you for your time, energy, and presence. It's a joy to connect with you through this astrological conversation. And I always hope that you get at least one thing from this show that resonates with you and supports your journey. It is quite a dynamic year. There's a lot happening, and June is a very big month. June is not only a time of eclipses, but we're going to have six planets in retrograde. And we are in a turning point energy for the year. So June is really asking us to stay open, stay flexible, know that things are going to change and that that's okay, meaning you can handle the changes. You can handle it with trust and faith. You can handle it with even a long-term perspective. Where even if there is something that is really big in your life right now or important, something that you really want, something that is really key to your experience at this time, June is actually this opening up energy, and I'm seeing it as some of those Russian nesting dolls. But we're the small one. We're the smallest of the nesting dolls. And things are going to open up. And then what about this? And then open up more. And it's sort of like it's unpacking or it's allowing things to get a little bit different or a little bit bigger because the energies coming in need to support this new, it's interesting. It's like, I see it as like this new foundation that's forming, but it's not solid yet. And it's an energetic foundation. It's an understanding of what has shifted for you in 2020 and what is no longer needed, what is no longer required, what is no longer accurate for you. And you haven't been able to miss it, meaning it's been so clear because Jupiter conjunct Pluto the third decan of Capricorn is making it so clear to us where life changes are being required. And this is happening at the individual level and obviously on the world stage where we've all been dramatically affected by the quarantine and the isolation experience. It's brought us back to basics. It's brought us back to the priorities in our lives and what's essential. You can look at how you spend your time now. You can look at where your mind goes. You can look at more of your energy field, at more of what is coming up for you. Whether those are your thoughts, your fears, your ideas, inspirations, creativity, all the above. So there's been this back to center energy where we've all been guided to come home to ourselves. And that's one of the gifts of this COVID experience is coming back home to yourself, energetically checking in with who you are now. Because for as much as we can know who we are and we've known our journey and what the healing's been or the lessons and the themes and the cycles, we can actually still be out of touch with those parts of ourselves as we go about our daily lives, as we're on autopilot. So here we are back to center, and a lot of things have been removed, right? They've fallen away. They've been taken out of your world simply in terms of your typical daily routine. And so when we have this back to center energy, it's getting the picture of the Monopoly board. It's like, okay, you're coming back to the starting point. Now, how are you going to play the game going forward? What are you going to focus on? What are the priorities? What are the areas of life that you want to develop and grow? And where are you energetically in alignment with something? And where are you needing to get into energetic alignment with what you want? So I feel like this reshuffling of the energies in 2020 is bringing about clarity. Now, we are currently in eclipse season, and that's because the eclipse cycle actually started with the Gemini new moon last week. And that new moon started a new cycle that is going to peak with the June 5th Sagittarius full moon lunar eclipse. So we're already in this eclipse energy. We're already understanding some things that we are looking to either remove, surrender, or shift. And whatever's been transpiring for you since that new moon on May 22nd is where you're making some big choices and even getting clearer about your intentions. So we're in eclipse season now, and this upcoming eclipse on June 5th is at 16 degrees of Sagittarius. This is a brand new eclipse point. We have not had an eclipse at 16 degrees of Sagittarius for over a century. I did the research and went back and looked, and there's nothing documented since 1900s about this eclipse point. Now, there have been numerous eclipses at 14 degrees of Sagittarius and 12 degrees of Sagittarius, but nothing at 16. So when we have a new eclipse point in the mix, there are new energies that you're accessing that you've never accessed before. New energies. And this is significant because it also correlates to the new parts of yourself that are learning, growing, expanding. This is all the Sagittarius energy, where we understand the bigger picture of our belief systems, the bigger picture of our world, of what we connect to, of how we identify truth and truth systems. So we're looking at what is true for you now and what belief systems support a new energy field of consciousness that you are stepping into. And it feels like something very important at a soul growth level. Because again, we haven't had this activation before in this lifetime. And what is coming up is giving you a new vantage point of where to go. Now, I do have a video for you on YouTube about this June 5th Sagittarius lunar eclipse, and I go into the chart even more, so I won't repeat myself in this podcast, but please check out that video as I talk about the main energies. And one thing to be aware of with this eclipse is because it's a full moon lunar eclipse, it actually is about releasing. It's a releasing, letting go eclipse, and it has a very strong T-square, where not only are the sun and the moon opposite each other, the sun being at 16 degrees of Gemini, conjunct Venus retrograde at 12 degrees of Gemini, but these planets are squaring Mars and Neptune and Pisces. And that Neptune and Pisces energy is very strong. So we are becoming more aware of what's complete in our life now, and what we are transitioning away from and letting go of. Again, it's a releasing eclipse. It's completing something that you at a soul level are finished with. And you'll know what this is in any number of ways, but I feel like it's going to be so clear because it just won't have an energetic connection, and you're no longer able to focus on it or think about it. You're no longer able to put energy towards something. And if you try to, it feels really heavy or really dense. It's just like a lot of effort. And it's showing you what is no longer worth your time, energy, and attention. So eclipses are meant to always help us move forward. They're meant to be these dynamic, energetic downloads that support our growth and changes, making sure we don't get stagnant, making sure that we stay open to the unlimited potentials of the universe. And this particular eclipse, you know, we have not had a Sagittarius eclipse since 2011 to 2013. That's when the North Node was last in Sagittarius. But now the South Node is in Sagittarius. So that's also part of this releasing energy of what has served its time, its purpose for you since 2011 to 2013. And it may already be so clear to you, it's not news, right? You're already transitioning away from something, you're already done with it, you've completed it, you've let it go. And this eclipse is helping you with that surrender process. And also, there's an element here of no going back. And that's a big theme, actually, of June is that we're moving into very fresh cycles of energy. And there's an honoring of how far you've come. And as I say that, I'm getting the image of those Girl Scout pins, even Boy Scout pins, or the little pins that you earn after you've completed a task and you know, put it on your vest or your sash, and it's demonstrating, you know, the skills you developed. And I'm just seeing all of these kind of pins. It's like if you were to go through a checklist of everything that you've been healing and moving through and working on and transmuting and all that stuff, you know, that's very prominent for us, you would have a lot of frickin' pins. I mean, it's like it's just a lot, and it feels like that's all it needs to be. That's what they're showing me, is that, you know, once you have completed something, especially if it's been a really big area of your life, you don't have to take that energy forward. In fact, what they're showing me is just look at where you can acknowledge yourself. Acknowledge what you've completed, the lessons you've learned, how you've graduated, and just make it something small, like a pin, and that's it. Like it's not meant to be an energy you carry forward. It's not meant to be an ongoing emotional experience. It's not meant to be something you continually like think about or review. It's just something that honors where you've been and now allows you to keep moving forward. And that seems really lovely at this time, is to look at where you've changed permanently and to really value that in yourself, to value your own growth. So, all part of the energy signature here of June 2020. And I do want to let you know that I do have available now that June 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar that's going over all of the energies of the month, including the two eclipses here. And if you use coupon code Gemini, you get it for $11. So I'll have the link to that below this podcast. But I wanted to mention that before I forget, because there's just a lot happening in June, and it's good to have a heads up. It's good to follow along in your astrology chart to see what the heck is happening. And then that helps you really know what areas of life are changing for you. As we look over this next week, Mercury enters Cancer on May 28th and will be spending an extended period of time in Cancer due to the upcoming retrograde period in June. Mercury enters Cancer May 28th and stays in Cancer until August 5th. So, just over 2 months in Cancer. And let me give you some timeline of how this energy unfolds. The Mercury shadow zone begins at 5 degrees of Cancer. So Mercury is going to be moving slowly through the first half of Cancer and is going to station retrograde on June 17th at 14 degrees of Cancer. Then travels back to 5 degrees of Cancer until July 12th. So it's interesting how in this retrograde, it's extra slow. Mercury is having a huge slowdown, not only because he's in watery Cancer, but during the retrograde, he only travels 9 degrees. And that's a bit like running in water, where you're in the pool and you're trying to run, but you can only get somewhere so fast. So there's this huge slowing down of the Mercury energies coming up throughout June and July, and it's asking us to integrate. And it's an integration of the emotional body with the mental process. And so this is where we are being gifted with an opportunity to check in with how something feels and to not only think it through intellectually or in a linear fashion. I'm feeling this actually connecting deeper into the body's consciousness, the body's desire to do something. And you know, you can think a certain thought, idea, project, etc. And then how does it feel in your body? And where do you feel it in your body? This Mercury retrograde is really slowing us down and really asking us to stay mindful of all of our energy systems. Mercury is the fastest moving planet, and as I said, it's connected with our thought processes, our stimuli, our mental needs, you know, how we're curious, how we want to think about things, how we talk, communicate, what we do on a daily basis. And this is a slowdown that is bringing us back into ourselves to check in with how the information feels, what messages are coming through at a physical level, and also to not allow the mind to override your intuition. Because how many times has that happened where you feel something, right? And you just intuitively know this doesn't feel right, something's off, or you have another idea coming through that has more energy, but your mind overrides it. There's something here about not allowing that ego mind to take over too much. And this brings us back into these Cancer energies of the divine feminine. And that's one of the themes too of this summer. Summer in the Northern Hemisphere. I know it's winter for those of you in the Southern Hemisphere. It's the theme throughout June and July is this Cancer energy and a reconnection to the feminine archetypes, the feminine principles of self-care, nurturing, love. I'm actually seeing a bunch of feminine archetypes appear that are flooding the planet. They're coming through and they're from ancient cultures. They're from many belief systems. They're from many levels of spiritual development. And it's like these feminine archetypes are coming through to support the Earth's healing process in June and July. And I do feel it's related to COVID, yes, but I feel like it's related to also one of the bigger cycles that humanity is undergoing right now, where we are strongly integrating more of our divine masculine and divine feminine energies together, and that we're learning how to be very flexible and open in what it feels like to be in one energy and what it feels like to be in another. I feel like this Cancer energy is quite strong, because not only do we have Mercury in Cancer for over 2 months, but then we have this mega eclipse on June 20th at 0 degrees of Cancer. That's a big inception energy. I mean, it's a big opening of what you are ready to receive in your life. And the Cancer energy, for all the ways it is giving and caring and the nurturer, it needs to receive. So there's something here, like we're really being asked to open up our hearts to receive. And this is going to support you across multiple healing lifetimes. Like I'm just feeling that there's these concurrent timelines occurring, that we need more feminine energies to feel supported and loved and safe. So it feels quite big that we're going to be really in this Cancer energy that we've already been working with, considering that the North Node just completed its journey through Cancer as well. So you're coming back home to yourself, checking in with yourself, and trusting yourself even more. That's another area of the Cancer energy. So anyways, I know I kind of got ahead of things because the sun is still in Gemini, and we still have strong Gemini energy, but it felt important to talk about these incoming energy changes so that we know kind of the bigger picture. So yes, the sun is still in Gemini, and it's still newly in Gemini. It's still moving through the first decan. The first decan is 0 to 9 degrees. And that's where we get acclimated into an energy and we understand what it's about. We can see kind of the multiple ways the energy expresses itself. The sun in Gemini can be very talkative, very dynamic, you know, a lot to say, a lot to do. There's the energy of wanting to connect with people and socialize and that sense of, let's just go. I'm ready to get out into the world a bit. But this energy, it's been a little bit stifled because the sun has been receiving an ongoing square from Mars in Pisces, and that creates that indecisiveness. And then the retrograde Venus in Gemini, over the next week, she's going to have a square with Mars. And this is a square that she doesn't quite know what she wants. So this square is coming up on June 2nd, where Venus retrograde in Gemini squares Mars in Pisces at 14 degrees. And it's usually a good day to just let things be, to not force relationship stuff or a conversation or anything that seems urgent. There's a lot here around just observe, just detach, just allow it to be, because Mars in Pisces is learning to surrender, where his human will really doesn't carry much power because he's actually connected to the bigger cycles of energy. So he's not strengthened right now. And Venus retrograde, she's not so strong herself. So again, the first few days of June, just go easy. Go easy on yourself. Go easy on other people. Give people a pass. You know, let them off the hook. Let yourself off the hook. Just allow things to kind of coast, because I feel like that's going to be beneficial to everyone involved. And then on June 3rd, the Sun in Gemini makes an exact conjunction to Venus retrograde at 12 degrees of Gemini. And with the Sun coming in to conjunct with Venus, it brings in the light, it brings in a warmth, and it brings in a possibility and a potential. So when Venus is connecting with Mars, she could be frustrated, she might not feel loved, she might not feel that she's understood. And then the Sun comes in and brings in a higher consciousness of something she didn't consider, something she didn't see. So again, this is on June 3rd at 12 degrees of Gemini, and I feel like the Sun is also a masculine energy, and so it brings in a level of comfort to Venus to remind her that she doesn't have to do it all alone, and she doesn't have to do it all in her own little world, if you will. It's sort of like there's more support here, but allow yourself to receive. And that's always one of the areas of development with Venus, is allowing herself to receive. And when she's retrograde, she is looking at where she feels okay accepting help. And even if she's always done things herself, or she really wants to figure it out, or she likes a good puzzle and just let me solve it, there's something here about it's like a balance of the energy, but it's more of a like a congruency, like a things aligning, like it can come together without thinking you have to do it all yourself. So if your Venus, if your feminine energy has felt taxed lately, has felt a little bit overworked or under-recognized, if your feminine energy is doing a lot and really making some good solid progress but needs a break, I feel like this is where you check in with her and you have a conversation with your own Venus energy, your own divine feminine energy, and ask her what she needs. Ask her what would support her, and you'll be surprised at what you hear, because it could show up in any number of ways. But the Venus in Gemini retrograde needs to express herself somehow. So if it's been bottled up, if it's been in your head, if it's been circling, there is the need for an outlet right now. And I did talk about this in last Wednesday's show, where, you know, turn up the volume on what you need to say. Turn up the volume to hear yourself, hear your thoughts, speak out, even if it's just to yourself in the car or puttering around the house. Speak out, even if it just starts out as a whisper. There's something about really releasing what's been held back in the throat chakra. And because we're in Gemini season, it's more important than ever. But I feel like this Sun conjunct Venus is where Venus is really looking for support in what she needs to understand about herself and what matters to her right now. So another aspect we have coming up is on May 29th with the Sun in Gemini, sextiling Chiron in Aries at 9 degrees. This is a motivating energy because it's both masculine, the sun in Gemini, Chiron in Aries. There's something about even a fresh idea, a new possibility, something you've been thinking about and you want to take action on it, and developing confidence. And that's what part of the Chiron in Aries journey is about, is developing confidence in who you are as an individual, who you are as the leader of your life, how to be brave in your own skin. And the sun in Gemini brings in some ways of doing that, or at least connecting to it. So again, that's on May 29th, and it's a healing energy. It's a supportive energy of personal development and looking at where your energy can be best used at this time. So what's coming through now is a reminder of how to make the most of Gemini energies. Gemini is actually associated with androgyny, where there is an understanding that you can be all that is and that there is no need to split up the energies, although that is part of the Gemini experience. You can think of it in terms of twins, right? But every twin is their own whole complete energy field. The Gemini energy is helping us connect together the two halves of the brain, the right half and the left half, the ways that our bodies operate together. So looking at how we have two arms, two legs, two ears, two eyes, the ability to work with both as a unified set, and that this also supports unifying our energies in the yin, yang, anima, animus, feminine, masculine parts of ourselves, where they're meant to be together. They're meant to work together. There's a harmony that is very possible with the Gemini energies. That's one of the higher expressions, is that we're able to, you know, work with both of our arms at one time. You know, it's kind of these things that we take for granted, but think about how, well, you can work with your right arm and your left arm at the same time. You don't have to completely stop your left arm to have the right arm operate, right? So there's this understanding that as you bring things together and you're allowing of two parts of yourself to work together, I feel like this Gemini season is really beneficial for this harmonizing of energies and reconnecting with where something has been weakened or pushed aside, and how you can literally bring it back into the conversation, back into the conversation. So take a part of yourself that maybe has been ostracized, maybe has been exiled, maybe has been silenced, and have a conversation with it. Have a conversation with any part of you that's coming up. And I know that so many of you are wonderful, wonderfully tuned in to the energies and you're intuitive. Just trust what comes up. And you could feel it in a vision, in a dream, any number of ways. I mean, you could find yourself in conversation with your inner child. You could find yourself in conversation with your shadow masculine energies or your shadow feminine energies. You could find yourself in conversation with your creative self that has been suppressed for a number of years. You could find yourself in conversation with your future self and what you want next and where you're going next. So what parts of you are showing up to have a conversation? And this can also be through archetypes. This can also be through any types of past life messages or themes or feelings. Again, many ways this can all show up. But if you're willing to have a conversation and to ask some questions, it's going to help you look at the deeper stories that have been unconsciously operating in your energy system, and also look at how our thoughts create stories, which create belief systems, which create choices and actions and how we live our lives. So we're getting to some root energies here about where our minds go to create certain stories. And Gemini is the storyteller. And Gemini knows a lot of people, a lot of information, a lot of facts, a lot of details, a lot of specifics. And all of that comes together in a way that we might not realize what's operating behind the big red curtain. You know, we might not realize what's going on behind the curtain. And this is an opportunity to throw back that curtain and look at what is happening. And so here's a way you could do that. So there is something called mentalization. And mentalization is where you interact with somebody. All right, you let's just say you go to a restaurant. I know it's a wild dream these days. You go to a restaurant and you run into somebody that you haven't seen in a while. And you say, hey, how's it going? Like, I'm good, thanks. And then they aren't really engaging. They're not really wanting to talk to you. What do you create in your mind about why they're not interacting with you? This is the mentalization where we start to create stories based on our own experiences, on our own fears, on our own unconscious programming that details the experiences we're having. So for example, you're thinking, oh, this person doesn't want to talk to me. And maybe you're creating a story that says, oh, they don't like me, or I did something to them, or maybe there's something that I said, I didn't say it properly. Like whatever that message is for you, whatever is coming up for you is the story that you've created around their behavior. This is a really fascinating exercise to watch. Obviously, you could do it with people you live with your family, your spouse, your children. You can do it in your workplace. You know, you can do it with friends. You know, you can do this anywhere. And so you're looking at what story did you just create around the experience you had? And it was based on their behavior. And you're then taking it in and assessing it or determining something based on your perceptions. So what this will reveal to you is a fear. And it could be that, okay, this person wasn't able to talk to you at the restaurant because you think it's something you did, or you think it's something you said, or you think it's about something that happened between the two of you a year ago, when maybe that's not the case at all. And they're in the middle of another conversation at another table with somebody else they have to get back to. And they're going to text you later and be like, hey there, sorry, I couldn't talk at the restaurant. So-and-so was waiting for me, but I'd love to catch up later. Right? So then you get more information about the truth of their experience and you realize, oh, I was completely wrong about why they brushed me off or why they couldn't interact right now. But what you have the potential to learn is where your mind went and the story you created. And what you could then do is look at how many times have you created that story in your head with those same themes and applied them to other people. So this is similar to projection, where you're assuming something or like applying it to somebody else, but it isn't based on all the information or all the facts. This is very Gemini stuff, right? It's how we think and how we perceive people and how we interpret information. So to make the most of this, what stories have you created around interactions in your life or things in your life or other people's comings and goings or what have you that does not have all the information? And the more you can practice stepping back from that, the more you can say, you know, that's odd. I don't know why he couldn't talk to me right now, but that's okay. You know, maybe later we'll be able to talk, or maybe I'll follow up with him with a text. This is a detachment exercise. This is an objective exercise. This is where you are looking at something that doesn't perpetuate a story, an incomplete story. So I thought this would be a good way to look at the Gemini energies and to be more conscious of our stories. And oftentimes what can happen too is that these stories that we've created in our head actually highlight a wound. They highlight a part of ourselves that has been through this before or that's had this rejection. Like if it's a rejection story, then what you're perceiving is that you were in this restaurant and this person rejected you, when really they were already preoccupied with something else. They were on a timeline. They had to get back to another conversation, another table, and had nothing to do with you whatsoever. But what you're understanding is the story of rejection that you created and applied to the situation. And then you could go even deeper into this and be like, well, why do I create the story of rejection? Or why am I perceiving it this way? And what am I trying to guard myself against? Or what am I looking to understand? Or et cetera, et cetera. These are some of the Gemini linear paths you can go down, or the neuro-linguistic areas you can explore with Gemini. So being more aware of our thought patterns is one of the best ways to make use of Gemini season. And it's how those stories then connect to how we feel. And as I talked about previously, it's a big summer with the Cancer energies coming up. And I'm getting that image of your mind, like your brain, and how we have all these energetic cords in our mind that go right into our hearts. And it looks like spaghetti. You know, like you cook a bunch of spaghetti and it's all these spaghetti cords that go into the heart that influence how we feel and how that is a part of how we operate in the world. And we're basically getting rid of some of those spaghetti strings. And we're saying, yeah, I don't want this to influence how I feel. I don't want this to be a part of my emotional world. I don't need this connected to my heart anymore. It's something around this energetic connection between the mind and the heart, and how they can be harmonizing, how they can be together, how they can be mutually supportive of one another, and how this energy is one of the gifts of right now. Because I'm also feeling that part of what's going to happen over June and July, I'm feeling a strengthening of the heart. And, you know, I'm seeing it as an actual graph of a heart, you know, that you'd make for Valentine's Day. And then it's being outlined in this really gorgeous crystalline white energy. And it's like there's this strengthening of the heart chakra, the strengthening of feelings that are true. Without those feelings being imposed upon from outside of you, it's like a strengthening of what is in your heart and your sense of feeling safe within that is shifting for all of us this summer. I mean, it's very big energies. I can't lie. It's very significant. But I'm feeling like it's something that is supporting so many people who have been on a very, I'm going to say, lonely path, a very hard path, a very challenging path, especially the last decade. Okay. So now they're bringing me back to the next decade. And, you know, this does pertain to the eclipses of 2011 and 2013. Okay. So literally the last decade, there was a lot that came up for everybody. I mean, it was just a big time. And it was connected to a lot of deep healing and soul growth, a lot of understanding around what you're here to move through in this lifetime. There was a lot of hard lessons, a lot of karma, a lot of things that felt like challenging and weighed you down, and even despair. I'm feeling like for some people, the heaviness of the world, the heaviness of the loneliness is what I'm feeling too. Like there was a lot of not understanding the bigger picture. And as we move into this next decade, there's things that are going to blast away, okay? There's things that are going to be, you're going to be done. And I feel like so many of you're already done. Like you know that, right? You intuitively know that, spiritually, energetically, you're complete with a number of things. And now you're moving into the next area of soul growth, the next area of understanding and expansion and tools and lessons. It is a whole new area. And I'm feeling like this comes back to those Girl Scout pins or Boy Scout pins, where you just let something be what it was, and that's it. It doesn't have an energetic connection anymore. It doesn't have any more emotional cording. You're not emotionally corded to something. You're seeing it from a different vantage point, more detached and more neutral. That's one of the ways you can assess how much you've grown, is your neutrality to something that used to really piss you off or used to really get your goat. You know, if something was really big in your world and it had you spinning in circles or a lot of anger, it just was a big deal. The ability to be neutral is such a win, where because you're getting back to that zero point. You're at that zero point of not being affected by it anymore. And the zero point is important because the June 20th new moon solar eclipse is at the zero point of Cancer, which is the new energy of receiving and what is in your heart, receiving what's in your heart. This is an inception energy. And I have a video for you on this eclipse coming out this weekend where I talk more about that chart. But understand that it's an inception energy, an inception into your energy field of what you're ready to receive that's supportive of your next area of growth. And so there's going to be some feeling of, I'm going to say validation of what's been learned, what's been crossed off the list, you know, been there, done that, what you have come to understand about yourself, which is very personal. You know, this is very personal stuff. There's things that we might share with a friend, with a family member, a spouse, but then there's the parts of our experience that only we understand, right? That you go inside and only you really know what that is. But then on the higher levels, you're also understood by God, Source, Spirit, the universe. They also see you. So in that way, you're never alone. You're never traveling by yourself. You are seen. You are understood. You are heard. And it's that connection there that can fortify you as we move into this next area of growth. So yes, big energies in June, and yet so many people are ready for it. Like you're really done with so many things. Even if a part of you is like, but I didn't choose this. Like if you have lost a job unexpectedly or you've had a big life transition that you feel you didn't choose, what I'm hearing is that you have been protected from another outcome that was coming down the road. Like I'm seeing this image of a highway. And you take an exit off the highway because further down, like a mile down, there's this huge backup. And maybe there's a car fire on the side of the road and it's just a mess. And so you have exited before you had to interact with that mess. So that's very interesting that that comes through right now. That tells me that it's accurate for many people, okay? So even if you're like, oh, I had to exit something and I didn't know that's what I wanted, I didn't choose it, someone else choose it, it's like, well, that's a blessing because something about universal forces said that you didn't need to continue down that path. You didn't need to go to that mess or be in standstill of traffic. I mean, there's something here where this is where we, you know, we trust what we can't see and what we don't know, but we choose that trust. We choose that knowing that you're protected and guided to your next best possible steps and development. So I'm going to leave it at that for today's podcast. This is a lot. This show actually covered a lot, so I can understand if you want to go back and listen to it again. I didn't realize I would go into all these different areas, but I hope that it helps you and supports you and gives you the good peace of mind about what is unfolding over the next few months. And again, check out the June 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar so you can see more of the specifics of this month's energies. And for those of you who are in my 2020 Soul Growth program, which is the full year, right, where I gave you the full astrology of 2020, sign in to that program and check it out because you'll get more information about the eclipses and what is coming up in the second half of the year. So I just want to give that a reminder to those of you who have purchased that program and you've used it to navigate 2020 so far. Thanks for joining me, everybody. You can find out more about my current offerings over at mollymccord.online. You'll find videos and business development resources. And then you can also check out consciouscoolchic.com. And that is my author website with my books, audiobooks, spiritual teachings, and consciousness topics. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back here on Monday for another episode, and we're going to talk about the transition of the nodal axis and talk about the North Node in Gemini and the South Node in Sagittarius on Monday. So I hope you can join me for that episode. In the meantime, have a beautiful week ahead, and I wish you the very best until we connect again.